This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The man is here. His name is B. Scott. He's from Hiram Clark. And I'm interested in his thoughts. B. Scott's thoughts, as we always get on a Tuesday at this time. What you thinking on, brother?
It was not a good feeling watching the Rockets lose in Game 7 the other night. But I do feel like it offered us some clarity, the totality of the series, and really the season overall, and the experience that we've had with the Rockets over these last 2 years. I feel like we were offered some clarity by Game 7, and it's pretty simple. And this is where I'm at, guys. I want to get y'all's thoughts on it.
Okay.
Rockets need a shooting guard. They have all of the capital to go out there and get basically whoever they want that's available. There are a few options out there that it seems like could be out there. The simplest and best option is to trade for Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. The Rockets need to come together with a package centered around Jalen Green and some shrapnel. Maybe Cam Whitmore and a couple other picks. Go out there and get Kevin Durant, because I think the issue for a lot of people with the Kevin Durant discussion is, oh, well, why would you gut your team for an aging superstar, for an aged superstar, a guy who is far past his prime, and the last few places that he's been, it has not worked out, right? Like, it has actually gone down in flames. And so why would you disrupt what you've got going on to bring in a guy like that who clearly does not impact winning the way that he used to? But my thought on that is, it's a very, very, very different situation coming to the Rockets, a team that is built that doesn't have to gut its situation. You do not have to give up a haul for Kevin Durant the way you would have several years ago because he's an aging superstar. And you have a player, a couple of players that you can dangle in front of the Phoenix Suns in addition to their own future, in addition to their own picks, that I think is enticing enough to offer them without having to gut the core of what you have. And I think the clarity, the thing that you learn from the series, is that Jalen Green does not necessarily have to be a part of that core. And it's specifically a position of need that you need to fill. You need better shooting, and you need a more reliable shooting guard. This would help allow you to do that.
I totally agree. I think the other thing that it does, and I'm interested in you guys' thoughts, I think you need to consolidate the roster a little bit. You really have guys that you want to use and are not using. Like they were saying, you know, talking about Reed Sheppard, you know, the best pure scoring option and all this. That dude's just buried on the bench, you know. And what do you think about some of these other guys? I think by bringing in him, maybe Jalen Green going the other way, you're going to open up avenues for players that you like to be able to be a part of things.
Yeah.
My brain went a few different ways because Kicks Rocks on the YouTube page saying that KD was just added to a young, talented roster and he did not put the Suns over the top. That Suns roster was not young.
Yeah, is he talking about Bo Bo? What young?
But even when he was added to it,
that team got good.
That team was old in order to do it. And I think that's the distinction that you're making here is that he'd be jumping in and you still have a lot of talent. I think the question then also you have to ask, how much do you think is actually reasonable that you would have to give up? Because you still have to match salaries.
Yeah, and I think that's the complicated part.
Jalen Green has $33 million on his deal. That, I feel like that is one of them, right? But outside of that, who else are you throwing in there? I feel like, you know, maybe you can jettison maybe like a Jock Landale for $8 million in there where you would not feel the pain of that, although you still would need to find some depth centers, which Jock Landale has been good. I want to admit that. Would you be willing to put Jabari Smith Jr. in there?
Yeah, then that's the thing. Like, I would try to not, but I think that's a possibility because you would have to match salaries, and it becomes a numbers game in that sense. But, yeah, when you consider the fact that he was also somebody that was underutilized or misutilized.
That's kind of my point.
It's like, okay, well, in theory, no, I wouldn't want to, but in practice, it would make sense because he kind of factored out of what they were doing. Mm-hmm. Like Kevin Durant would factor, I think, in a major way into both what you're doing offensively and give you some length on the defensive end of the floor. I know he's not, you know, nearly the defender that he was necessarily when he was in Golden State. Mm-hmm. But you're doing some things with Kevin Durant that I think fill the roles that both Jalen Green and Jabari Smith would fill. So, yeah, I would be willing to do it. And I would also point out, too, as Kick Rocks mentioned, I think you got a couple of options that make this Kevin Durant thing the best one. Like, the fact that you can bring in a player like this and not gut the team, not part ways with either Alperen Şengün mm-hmm. or Amen Thompson, and those would be like the young players that I would mention that the Rockets have that the Suns did not have, that's to me what makes it enticing.
Mm-hmm. Right. The Suns then, they, you know, Kicks Rocks going back and forth talking about Booker was not old. Mikal Bridges was sent in that trade in order to acquire right. him.
Exactly.
And then beyond that, that was a roster that didn't have much, right? Beyond that, like they were just... They were pretty.
Yeah, no, it was Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and then eventually it was Bradley Beal, but they basically had nothing else.
Yeah, they were very thin compared to what the Rockets would be if they made these deals. Now, the question that I have when you start trading for these stars is like, what is left over? And one of the things that I think about, and this is actually kind of aside from the actual situation of a Kevin Durant or whoever else, can you retain Steven Adams' services? Because Steven Adams has been a very serviceable big. I know that you've had to manage his minutes or what have you. But there are some teams out here that need center help that I think would be willing to pay for it.
Yeah.
Do you think that you'd be able to retain
a service? So Steven Adams becomes a secondary conversation because that, to me, is more in lines of the run it back kind of theory. Like, you prioritize paying Steven Adams. You prioritize, obviously, I would say they're either going to pick up the option on Fred VanVleet or restructure that deal. So mm-hmm. those become the priorities, retaining the guys that and or restructuring the deals with the guys that you already have, whether it be Steven Adams and Fred VanVleet. I mean, those are the two names to circle in-house mm-hmm. for the guys. But if you're talking about bringing in Kevin Durant, I think the conversation becomes different and you're talking about just – perhaps letting go of Steven Adams.
So
maybe not retaining Steven
Adams. What then are you looking at center-wise? Because obviously you have Alperen Şengün, but after that.
Yeah, no, I think, honestly, after that, I'm not as concerned. I mean, that's okay. A secondary question that I feel like you answered, but now you don't have the same, hey, double big. You talk about do you still have Jabari Smith Jr. as a mm-hmm. possibility as a stretch five. Like, I think that's the part that you figure out on the back end and worry about it later and absolutely just bring in Kevin Durant.
I think part of it is, you know, they were so good rebounding, offensive rebounding, and defensively. It masked just how bad they were. I mean, we talk about how bad their half-court offense is, but just offense in general. You know, that was weak. I mean, just offense in general was weak. You've got to get some sort of score, whether it's, Kevin Durant or whomever, or even another one on top of that. And that's where I go with Sean Pendergast is just adamant. Fred VanVleet is going to be your guard.
I'm with him.
He's going to be, and you're with him.
Yeah.
That's $44 million.
Maybe.
Maybe. It could also be 30.
Yeah.
Like it could be 35.
Yeah.
They could restructure that deal, bring the number down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Keep Fred VanVleet, and then still do all of these other things that I'm talking. Like, I do think, like, I've already just accepted Fred VanVleet is going to be here one way or another, whether it's them picking up that option mm-hmm. or restructuring the deal. If they pick up the option, that makes it a little bit more interesting because, obviously, you know, that changes the timeline on when you could possibly trade him. And I also don't really think that they're going to trade him anyway. So I've kind of just accepted the fact that Fred VanVleet is going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to point this out and make this real clear about the Kevin Durant thing, mm-hmm. because I feel like people are missing this. Because it's Kevin Durant, you feel like you're bringing him in, and now he's the guy on your team. That's the guy that's going to lead you to a championship. I'm talking about putting him in that Jalen Green role where it's still Alperen Şengün, it's still Amen Thompson and his ascension, and Kevin Durant is sort of recast in a bit of a way, like in a different...
Good luck with that. Because no. Kevin Durant is going to want the ball and want to be able to.
And
to some degree, he's, one of the things that I will actually put up as a criticism of Kevin Durant as star player in the league is that at times it felt like he has not demanded the ball enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, but I think he'll get the ball. Like, just like Jalen Green got the ball and he didn't know what to do with it. Like, mm-hmm. he'll get the ball plenty, but I don't think it'll be the way it was in Brooklyn, where Kevin Durant is the guy on the team. The way it was in Phoenix, the way he mm-hmm. is the guy on the team. He went to Golden State and became the guy on a team that had Steph on it already.
Yeah.
He's coming here, and I think Alperen Şengün and Amen Thompson are still the guys. And Kevin Durant, now in the later years of his career, we're all taking it in context, right? He's 37 years old. It's not the same as it was back then. You put him in his proper context and in his proper role, and I think it can work.
And there's a lot of people on the text line who have talked about the other options. And I do want to have a conversation about what other options might be there. Because I know there's a lot of people, why go get an old guy if you have all this capital and you can get another guy? I think that's one of the things that we sat under with Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey was like keep your powder dry until that big star comes free. But the problem is you are then at the beck and call of whatever team ultimately makes a star in the realm that you want available. And Devin Booker is one of those names that I would love it. Yeah. I just don't think he becomes available.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell is another name that's thought of. I don't think he becomes available.
Right.
So I think that's why you have to look at what's actually tangibly there, especially with the timeline that you have. Are you striking while the iron's hot here for a guy? And I'm not even necessarily saying that I'm locked in on Kevin Durant, but even if you're looking in that space, I think that's what you have to keep in mind.
Well, and the other side of that, the big part with getting a bigger fish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in having those conversations, but that includes, you talk about what are you giving up and what is the cost of doing business?
That's now, the real teardown.
Now you're having a much different conversation about uprooting what you started, rebuilding or tearing apart the core. And we can have that conversation. Like if you want to get rid of Şengün for Giannis, let's talk about that. But now you're talking about a much different thing. This to me requires the least amount of disruption, but also gives you the upgrade that you're talking about, the upgrade that you need without doing all that other stuff.
All right, Kicks Rocks, you're doing the Josh Allen thing to me now. No one thought Luka was available either. Are we going to pretend like we're going to that is now the status quo? No, that was an anomaly that happened once. And that dude is being absolutely battered by the NBA world behind it in Nico Harrison. I don't think that becomes
I will say keep an eye out on Boston, because I think they can't keep all five of those players mm-hmm. that they got.
No.
So I would say keep an eye out on that to kind of see maybe Ime could get one of his guys from there. I don't know.
Yeah, let's talk through the potential targets if you are in a place where you're willing to go be aggressive. We'll talk about that later on in the show. But coming up next, let's get into what's popping here. And there was a lot of basketball elsewhere, including we now know who the coach of the year is. We'll talk about that more next.